Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is the audio diary of my life. It's the 10th, I think. Is it the 10th? Yes, it is the 10th. It's Thursday, the 10th. The bin men have been... I think they've done my bins. I'm just looking. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is the audio diary. Did I say that? I can't remember. I was just curious to see. Oh, yes, there's a few bins down there. So they did manage to drag my bin out. I'm just looking at some batteries. I'm off to go and do an interview, but one of my batteries does not seem to be working, which is a pain in the bottom. Bottom? I don't know what that is. So that one, let's try this one then. This battery might be suspect. Luckily, I have three. Or is it? Is it the actual charger that's up the creek? Anyway, it's a wet and miserable day, and we're going to go to... Well, that does look like it's fully charged. Well, that's all right. What about this next battery? Hang on a moment. Just charging up. Batteries. We're going to Wells today, near Glastonbury. Yeah, that seems very... I mean, I haven't used this camera for a while with the batteries in it. I use it in the studio from time to time. So, this one, is this one done? So I've got three batteries. I don't need all three because I'm only doing an interview for about 40 minutes or so. Yes, it says I've got 11 hours and 46 minutes on all three batteries. Oh, well, let's leave one in the camera. I have my media cards in there. So that's all good. And I have microphones, so I just need to shove these other batteries in there. Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So anyway, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just sort of getting bits ready. We've been charging up batteries and radio mics, gathering all the bits that we need for this little trip. It's going to see a chap who is into law, but he also has a farm that he's sort of putting together, and he invited us down to have a look. So I said yes, but I'm just hoping that the weather is going to improve a bit. Right, so that's my camera done. I'll just plug it over there for a minute. I mustn't forget that. Phone is on charge. And it's 7:40, so we're off at about in an hour and a bit, just about nine-ish. So let me quickly go through our English year diarists and see what they've been up to on this day and what the weather was like on the 10th of October. Back in history, Gilbert White reports in 1783 in Hampshire, full moon, sweet moonshine. Not very much. And S.T. Coleridge in Cumberland says in 1800, the first snow fell on Skiddaw, which I assume is one of the mountains up in the Lake District. So that's that. Thanks. That helped fill hours of entertainment, did it not? Quite. Yesterday, I think I mentioned about the tobacco coming. Yesterday I had three interviews to give, or to not to give, to conduct. One which will go out this morning. I've got to go and do the thumbnail in a minute and the description and get that out, because I won't have time this morning to do a monologue, so I've got something to go out at least. And then a second one, which... No, hang on, let me get this right. One in the morning, that went out yesterday afternoon, and then one in the afternoon, which will go out this morning. And then I had one in the later on at 5 to do, and the chap didn't turn up. Don't know why. I emailed him and said, no one turned up. Suited me to a degree because I, 5 o'clock, it's time to get the Essie lit and start thinking about food and things. But it's annoying. You sit there in the studio, wait. I wait 15 minutes. I give them 15 minutes, and switch it on a couple of minutes before the time. Excuse me, blowing my hooter. And I always give it till 5:15. It's happened about five times, I suppose. five times in the last 2 years. People haven't turned up for whatever reason. Sometimes if they're in a different country, they've got the timings wrong. They thought it was British Mean Time when it was British Summertime, or it was British Summertime and they got confused, whatever, you know, whichever way around it is. So that's fair enough. But I don't always know that. That's the thing, I'm sitting there waiting away. And other times, I mean, I've had people just say, oh, I slept in. It's like, great, you know, I didn't. I was there, ready. So it is a pain. It is a pain, but that is life, isn't it? And you can't, what can you do? Nothing prepares you. So there you go. So that didn't go out. So Julia came over, luckily, and I didn't have a lot of veg in, but I did have some meat. But Julia had already been cooking stuff at her place, and she brought over some chicken, and we had a very delightful meal, actually. I facilitated the cooking facilities and read to her more from the Ghost Detective novel, the second one, The House of Ghosts, which Julia has so far been ever so polite and said she was enjoying it. The House of Ghosts, you were ever so polite and said you were rather, you know, it was all right.
I'm more than just polite. I'm your biggest fan. I love all your works.
She loved it, actually.
It just happens to be that it's very good, too. Well, that search for a jumper, and I actually...
had one in your hand.
First things you had.
Yeah, yes, I gave you a jumper this morning, and I thought... Oh, you don't want that one, you want a different jumper, which is why we were searching for a second jumper.
Yeah, I had a moment, you know.
I know, these women.
You want to start?
No, I don't want to start. I'm not starting anything at all. That would be foolish. Foolish, foolish, foolish. So, yes, so we've got to travel down. We were only in Glastonbury a few days ago, and we're going back there. Then at the weekend, nipping away... into East Anglia, and I think it's Norfolk, or is it Suffolk? I think it's Norfolk. Or is it Suffolk? Sometimes I get confused. Or is it Norfolk? Yes, so it's busy, isn't it? It's just so damn busy. And I do wish it wasn't, but at the same time, I enjoy being busy. I enjoy having a full diary of things, as long as I have plenty of time at home, looking after the cat and, you know, having time to read and other things to go and do. So it's a nice combination, I think, that we've got. Plus, you know, there's all the emails. When I go away, there's copious amounts of emails, which, of course, just keep coming in. And I'm going to have to write another responder to the emails to say, I'm really sorry, I can't reply. Thanks for your email, I can't reply. Because it's just, I mean, there's 953 of the buggers that I haven't been able to get to.
Well, not only are people responding to your responses when you do reply to them, when you have the time to reply.
Oh, yes, they reply to the responders.
They're also replying to the auto.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Reply to the auto responder.
As if you have.
As if I've typed right it. Then. So I suppose I've got to write, this is an auto responder, please don't reply to this. Because you're only increasing my sodding workload.
Yeah.
And I do like to be accessible for people, but there's a point where it's just too many people want to bend your ear.
You can't be friends to 300 people or more.
Julia's picked up a...
Handy Farm Devices book and how to make them. It's from over there. Dating from the golden age of American farming, this is the original and very best source book for making labour-saving devices.
Oh, yeah. That's a book I bought some years ago. I can't remember what motivated me at that time. But, yes, I can't remember what's in it now.
Lots of things.
Lots of little...
Make the brace wall.
Oh, yes, lots of little crazy designs and things. I've got all sorts of weird books here. It is like a bit of a library now.
They're not so much crazy as incredibly clever. Resourceful.
Resourceful. Well, I think it's important to have a resourceful library these days because you can't always guarantee that everything you read on the internet is accurate anymore. But anyway, so what else have I got to tell you? Not a lot, to be honest with you. We have. Look at me, I'm struggling. I don't normally have to struggle on the Naked Englishman. I've got to go to the van in a minute and pull out the loo and take out the cassette and empty that. I did think I could do that on the Naked Englishman, and I thought, no, you probably don't want that, because you'd have to pinch your nose because of the smell. The Last Journey. I don't know actually how full it is. It may not be very full. One of the other things I need to gather is my pipes. Which pipe shall I take for the journey? Because sometimes it helps puffing the pipe to keep one awake on a very long journey, and you're just sort of beginning to nod off, and the nicotine can just give you the little kick, which is very good. And it doesn't really disrupt the driving, because you've got this pipe in your mouth. People smoke, don't they? I dare say that they'll try and outlaw all of that. And say, oh, it's dangerous, you're all going to die. We're all going to die at some point anyway, but I don't really want to die in a road traffic accident. But I wouldn't smoke, I wouldn't have the pipe if I was not 100% in control of the car, although somebody somewhere will go, oh, yes, but how can you be? Well, how can you be anything these days? It seems that they permit people who've had a dodgy vaccine to drive, who may have a seizure at any moment. So, you know, I would think that you're more able to drive if you haven't had a vaccine that has proved to be an unwise decision. Billy is waiting. My son, who had this couple of seizures recently, is waiting for the results. We are anxiously hoping that it doesn't mean any physical intervention, because the last thing I want him to be put on is the Liverpool pathway. And you can't help feeling that when you go into the hospital these days, they haven't got your best interest at heart, and the easiest option is to allow you to just die on the thing and go, I'm so sorry, it went wrong. And I know that's incredibly cynical, but I'm rather hoping that he is in the clear. Well, obviously, I hope that. I mean, that goes without saying, doesn't it? But it's interesting, because we did suggest a carnivore diet, apparently is very good, and also some supplements. How did you find that book?
Yes, I think there's some really good things in there. There's some handy bits and bobs about, you know, with involving bees, as in for making a double-walled hive, which I presume would be extra secure for them, A, from the weathers, and
yes.
B, from bee.
Oh, yeah. Down there. Yes, I've got another one by Dorothy Hartley.
Oh, yes.
That has a similar...
My great-great-auntie.
Yes, your great-great-auntie, but not really. Well, not as far as you know.
Well, that's not my...
Oh, that's your ex's. Yeah, no, that's true. So it couldn't be. But your... What would that be? Your...
Keeping it because the children have it.
Yes. What do they call that name?
Married name?
Oh, yeah. Your...
Married name, spouse
name. Is it twice removed and once put back?
It's only been removed once.
Oh, yeah.
Technically, your birth name doesn't actually get removed when you have a...
No, but you know when they say, oh, so-and-so, so-and-so, once removed.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what that means. Removed from what?
Removed from the original
family
connection.
Oh, and then...
Well, the only time I've heard that is when it's with cousins. Your first cousin once removed, or your second cousin twice removed, or whatever.
Yeah, twice removed.
I'm not fully sure, but...
And,
I could probably try and embarrass myself by trying to explain what I think it is.
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. Twice removed. Oh, yes. Well, they obviously were put back at one point and then they got removed again.
Yeah.
Further down the line. Or is it because they've been divorced and then something? Maybe.
No,
I would say email me and let me know, but to be honest, don't.
Don't.
because A, I probably won't see it, and B, I could, if I was that desperate, look it up myself. You know, there is always that option, is there not? Gentle listener sitting there by the fire with your pipe and slippers. Funny thing is, I have got my slippers and I haven't got my pipe going. So I wonder what pipe I'm going... We told you about these rather extraordinary pipes yesterday that came, and they are very beautiful, and actually they smoke quite nicely. They are rather pleasant. Time is ticking, and I know I've got to get on. I have got my travelling pipes actually in a thing. But just for the crack. Just for the crack! I'm going to get my meerschaum out. I do love this meerschaum, and this was a present that Julia gave me, as you probably know. It's all cleaned out, and it's ready to be smoked. So let me move over to my desk here. I do actually need to turn the computer on, because I should be uploading, and I need to turn the internet on. I think Julia turned it up. You turn off the... Oh, she disappeared. The cat ought to go out, really, because he's going to be stuck in. We have to make a decision. He's either... Oh, the internet's still on. We have to make a decision to see if he's going to be out all day or in all day, because he can't do both, because I don't have a cat hole, you know, cat flap thing. Right, that pipe is cleaned out and needs to go back, whereas this one, the meerschaum, so I'm going to have, let me just, it's 10:02, behind the scenes of a YouTube creator. It's all very loose-based, isn't it? I do wonder if people still listen, or whether they find this sort of somewhat relaxed type of recordings of any interest. I suppose that would be an interesting email if people do actually find this sort of relaxed style of some interest. It's overcast. We're supposed to filming a bloke in a field, I think. It's not going to be great fun. I just want to have a quick look. Google Maps. Other maps are available, of course. Reject. All. Why has that gone to Prague? Right. Cirencester, UK. I want to see how far. Cirencester. We've got some friends in Cirencester that we could... Why aren't you going? Yes. Please go to it. It's not doing anything. Why will you not go there? Pardon? I was trying to find... Look, I put Cirencester in.
Yes.
Nothing happens.
That's very strange. Because it's a computer, not a laptop.
I know. Oh, there's Cirencester.
All the way up there.
Oh, yes, it's a bit... Yeah, and we're down here. There's Wells.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I thought if we were going to Swindon, then they're close enough.
Oh, yes, that's true. But, oh, yes, it's probably not going to work then. That's a shame.
No, it's a great shame.
Never mind. Mm. I don't know quite what's the matter with the internet, but there we are. Right, I'm going to have a little puff. I'm going to smoke a little bit of Irish mixture.
Puff the Irish mixture. Enjoyable pipe.
And then we've got an hour to get... Because we can't, there's no point leaving before 9 because we'll just get into the rush hour.
Traffic.
And actually, if Google Maps was working, we could just actually get a time on the journey, but I reckon it's about 3 hours. Julia's picked something up. What's that you picked up?
A bunch of shungite shards.
Oh, yes.
From Charlotte and Greg.
Yes, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with them. They're still in the packet.
Yeah.
People do send you some strange things, and you think, well, what do I do with that? Do I put it in something?
Yeah, there's not really a lot you can do with them. They're very pretty to look at.
Yes. Right, I've just packed my pipe, ladies and gentlemen.
This Packy. Is
Packy the Backy. Oh, and by the way, this is one of those tins that I've managed to get all the signage off. Right, and now, this probably doesn't really work very well in audio, but this is my pipe lighter, that a very good viewer sent to me, very kind, from Ireland. Did you hear that? Oh, I just blown it out, stupid man. See a bit of audio there. Can you smell the smoke?
Yes.
Oh. I wasn't thinking of you, I was thinking of the dear...
Oh, really?
Yeah, dear gentle viewer.
I have a BKT tyre in my bag.
A what?
BKT.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure what it means, but...
Is that a monster truck?
Yes, it's a monster truck tyre, a toy one.
I didn't think it was a fully sized monster truck tyre because
sure?
You would have a very...
Sometimes I have to wander with you.
You have a very big bag.
Sometimes I have to wander with my bags, yeah.
Mm.
Right. Wander around, lonely like a cloud, with my bag in hand.
Anyway, yes, good for you. So...
yeah, thanks for that.
I got my pipe going, mainly... Because I can smoke my pipe as I upload this episode. Sorry, this episode, is like so many of the episodes that I do, is really just... I don't know why anybody bothers to listen, because it is just me rambling, isn't it? It wakes me up. Some days, I might say something philosophical and useful. Other days, mostly, it's rubbish. Banal rubbish. And I apologise. Right, I'm going to upload. So thank you so much for listening. Got to keep my pipe going. 21 minutes of
diatribe.
Until the next one, we'll be back tomorrow. So,
TTFN.
Hopefully, something useful tomorrow. TTFN, indeed. Toodlepip.